Welcome, Black Hollywood Live fans. You're watching the after show for Greenleaf, episode 13, Silence and Loneliness. Stay tuned for more.
Hey. We are back for another week. Welcome, Greenleaf fans. What's up, guys? Welcome, guys.
It's just me and you.
If you guys watched the episode, I think we were devoting this song to Carissa, right?
Yes.
Again, my name is Shaka Smith. You guys can find me online on Twitter, Instagram, and Snapchat at Shaka Strong.
Heathens, y'all. Anywho, y'all can find me at everything at TK Trinity. I'm just joking. I kind of sort of like these people.
You like the song, though. And my name is Rocky Harris. You can find me on all social media at Raquel Harris TV.
Hey, guys. What's up? I'm Nakia Monet, and you can find me on all social media at Kiki Boom Boom.
Boom.
Yeah.
Wow. We got it. Miss Boom Boom.
She said hashtag that.
Hashtag that.
That.
Boom Boom.
Well, we had a really, I thought this was a really kind of like interesting bridge episode. This really moved the storyline along. I was a little shocked by what took place this episode, especially with Baisie.
I was.
That was like, I thought it was going to be a bigger showdown, right?
Yes. I thought like there were so many things that was happening. I was like, oh no, this is going to happen or Baisie's going to lie like always. Yeah. But actually it just
was kind of smooth.
Simple and smooth. Yeah.
But let's talk about Grace. She's really haunted this episode. About a secret that we find out at the end. What do you guys think about the whole setup? I mean, she's been running up and down Memphis, right?
She's been haunted. Running.
I wasn't surprised. Like, I feel like the fact that she kind of aggressively went after Mac, obviously because of the sister and everything else, but it felt like she was so passionate about it. Like, there is more to it than him doing it to the sister and younger girls. And it just felt like there was something else on top of that. So I wasn't surprised with that whole thing.
Yeah. I think she's obviously suffering from PTSD from it all. Like, But I just feel like, why is this all splashing down, like, right now?
Because black people don't go to therapists.
No, not all of us.
Yeah.
A lot of black people don't.
We've seen some therapy sessions. We have seen some bad and some good therapy sessions.
But, I mean, I just feel like she's probably going through PTSD. I think it's, like, just kind of just falling on her a little bit right now. But I just feel like, Gigi, like, try to move forward. Like, keep doing positive things. Mm-hmm, think positively. Don't go back into things that don't matter anymore. He's dead and he's gone.
Yeah.
I also think that, like, because he's dead, I don't think she expected him to be dead. Mm-hmm. I think she thought maybe if he was alive and went to jail, this is something that I can express. I avenge my sister's death and all the other girls that he's harassed, sexually assaulted.
Right.
So yeah, I think she's having PTSD and having bad nightmares. But at the beginning, I was confused.
Yeah, I thought it was a deeper secret.
I thought it was deeper. I didn't know if that was her running or her sister.
Yeah.
But then as the show went on, I'm like, okay,
right,
this is her.
Yeah, low key,
obviously.
I want deeper secret. I want more bombshell
secrets.
Right.
Yeah. This was a smooth transition. Yeah. This is a very slow, kind of, but like smooth episode.
Yeah, and I do like, because I didn't like Mac, but I did love Greg Allen, so I like that he's kind of still here and present in this show.
Looking good in his suits.
Yeah, right. We was all telling like he's still got a job.
Yeah, because the thing too about that is Gigi didn't go out to kill him, like you were saying. She wanted him to end up in jail. So the fact that he died on her watch, like, if you're not an assassin or a killer or any of that stuff, or you weren't trained, somebody dying in front of you is something that, is going to be. And she didn't deal with that.
Yeah.
It's like, oh, well, I didn't go to jail. Great. Now I'm going to go back to preaching.
I think I would have still been cheering, though. I didn't go to jail. I'd still be
cheering.
Yeah, the thing is, you didn't take into the fact that this happened. Like, she needs to talk to somebody about it.
And she feels really guilty because she feels like if she would have said something to her sister, her sister would still be alive.
Yeah.
And now she's holding on to that. And I'm like,
and there's that sort of thing. I mean, not just in black families, but I think with women in general, like molestation early on, girls don't talk about it.
Yeah.
And so I think at least from this standpoint, it was good to hear that in popular culture to maybe like change a little thing.
And even in today's culture too, I feel like women, whenever they are sexually assaulted, there's so much pressure to say something about it, but there's also pressure to not say anything about it because then you get called a hoe or you just want money or just, you know, it could just be so many different variables. But I think women need to be a little bit more outspoken about it because those situations do happen, and they happen frequently.
And typically, you're not the only victim. Yeah. There are
people, absolutely.
So many, like, there's almost that cry wolf scenario. Even if you can take that out of it and apply it to racism, there's that whole cry, like, okay, well, was it, like, this person saying it really wasn't, but now you're calling it, is it really true? Like, it's just a lot of things happening. I think if we as women kind of take control of that, and then you explain it to your daughters, and your daughters won't be, they will actually express their views and actually say what happened versus hold it in.
Because we see there's like a long line of that, because even with the mother hiding these secrets from the father. So it wasn't just this isolated incident. It was sort of like almost generational.
That whole family has secrets. Yeah. Down to Oprah's character, she has a secret. Yeah. Mama got a secret. And that's how a lot of families deal with things. Like you said, a lot of black people don't do therapy. Mm-hmm. A lot of us are not talking to therapists. So a lot of people hold secrets and they hold a lot of things in. And I think that's why we see Grace having the nightmares and suffering this week, because she's been holding everything in.
Yeah. And I feel like black people have always had to do that because we've had to be strong for so long.
Yeah.
So it's like, yeah, I understand. Like, you're going through this, you're going through that. Like, whatever, maybe you might have been raped, you might be abused. Right. But because there are so many other things going on in the world that are against us, right now we have to push that to the side and keep pushing forward. Yeah. So
this rape's not going to pay for the bills. You got to go.
Right. Like, really? And that's harsh, but that is the mindset that you have, because it's like, I mean, what are we going to do with that right now? And really, who's going to solve the problem?
Yeah, so it ends up being something you bottle up rather than address.
Right, absolutely.
Well, we had so Basie giving up the show way too easy. We got someone in the chat.
Way too easy.
Loves soul. He gave up way too easily. Second that. So,
I was shocked.
And then he was wondering if Rochelle is related to Basie.
Could be, because it's something shady going on with Rochelle anyway. And remember, Basie had this whole story about how his dad, who Bishop was confused about, because he's like, Bishop had two daughters. Yeah. He didn't have a son. Mm-hmm. I mean, the guy who died in the church.
The janitor.
So it's like, it's a lot of shadiness. So she could be.
There might be still, but apparently Basie is turning. Basie knows when to go. He's like, I got one good beating, it's time to dip. But so he gave that church up easily. I keep thinking, you know, and we can go into predictions later, but is he trying to set Jacob up? You know what I mean?
I thought that.
Well, what did you guys think about how easily he kind of relented?
It's something, because it was just too easy. It's either Basie's really tired or he knows something. It's too easy. I was expecting him to get up in church and like throw Jacob under the bus.
From get Spectre
Bishop,
get to like, get okay, Spectre, fine.
You'll peacock yourself out of here. Like, really?
Yeah.
They was going in on Southern accents, y'all.
I tried.
I feel like there's definitely those two things, or the writers just got lazy. Like, all
right.
We don't need to do this. Like, forget it. Like, we
did talk about this. We talked about this earlier. I feel like this episode was a slow episode. Mm-hmm. And usually a lot of shows do that, where it's like a transition episode where like next week's going to be more crazy. This episode, I feel like the writers are just like, oh, well.
But I don't know if it's lazy so much as trying to keep it grounded. Because it's one of these storylines that could just end up this dark secret, that dark.
Yeah.
Like, it's kind of nice that the dark secrets are kind of the normal secrets we'd all have, you know? With, like, Jabari and Charity, for instance, where I really thought Jabari had something big, some bombs, but he's like, oh, I want to just be deliberate. What do you all think about?
I swore we had so many scenarios.
Yeah, I just hate the runaround. Like, I hate a runaround where it's like, just tell me what's going on. And for the longest, I just felt like he just didn't like Charity. Like, it was just a straight up, like, I'm just not that into you. But, I mean, you kissed me, so I'm attracted to women, so I'm just going to kiss you back. Like we talked about previously, we had talked about basketball players too, and you know, when women are throwing themselves at you, it's like, hey, I mean, why not? But line up. No, yes, TK, you missed it. But whatever. Jabari, I hope their relationship is cool, I guess. I just need her to figure out her husband. That's what I need.
But I'm happy that she said something to Jabari. Because, you know, sometimes, like, when you're a woman, depending on who you are, sometimes you want the man to make the move and you want him to be the aggressor. Yeah. So I'm happy that she was like, look, do you like me or no?
I was
frustrated because he didn't even give her an answer in that moment.
I'm like,
he was just like you? Like,
why
is he acting
like
so clueless?
I'm like, yes. Like, she's like, oh, we'll talk about it later. No, Jabari, do you like me? Or not.
But sometimes, and I'm definitely on that boat where it's like, look, we've been on 5 dates and this is a true story, like, yo, what's the deal? But sometimes people take their time and they want to assess the situation, and you kind of have to let, because the fact that she's, say if they do go into a relationship, she is now going to be the person who's always going to kind of get things done and push things forward, and that's going to become annoying eventually. If you want a man to be a man, then you have to let him do his thing.
Right.
And if you question him, then eventually you're always going to be doing all that. So, Carissa. Like, she has to, you know.
Well for right now, Jabari's in my good column. I'm kind of rooting for him now that I feel like he had some good intentions.
Because I thought he was going to say something heartbreaking.
Yeah. I think we just can't figure him out right now. Yes. And that's why it's awkward. It's like, okay, every time he comes on screen, like, what are we really doing with you? Yeah, like, we don't know yet.
We feel like charity.
Yeah, right. Do you like us like this? Or are you just here for, like, you know, whatever? But
TV time.
Right. Just a fresh face.
You too. Yeah.
Right. Who knows? But I mean, I like their dynamic. I just think it's too quick for Charity to move on.
Yes.
I just think it's so weird that she's just like, oh, I just need to. I mean, I get it because she needs intimacy.
And she's in
the time.
A different space. It's completely different for her. Yeah.
I mean, I just feel like, girl, focus on you right now, your child. Mm-hmm. Get your emotions together because clearly some of this is a backlash from what you're feeling from your husband.
Yeah.
So figure out your emotions and get that together. And then when you're able to move on, then move on fully and let that be.
Because the fact that she wants intimacy now is because she wants it to fill the void that she has.
Absolutely.
Rather than like this genuine.
Yeah. And again, it goes all the way back to Gigi too. Gigi didn't handle everything that happened. This thing happened to Charity and it's traumatic because it's like the person that you love, that you married, you're in the church, you had a baby, all this stuff. Then you find out it's not even like he cheated on somebody. He's not even into women, period.
Yeah, right. And now he's
left. And now he's gone.
And now he's
gone.
Like,
no idea where he is.
Like, so I thought he for sure would have come back by now.
He ain't
coming
back.
No.
What's going on?
He is on vacay. He's living his best life right now.
I wonder if it could be like a soap opera where they go and then two seasons later it's like, oh, hey.
He's back.
Welcome back. Yeah. I got a tan.
And here's my family. Like,
here's my new boo.
He might pull a Gigi. Who knows? I don't know.
Yeah. 20 years later.
We also saw like a weird side of Charity's personality. She was really not having them changing her music. Charity. Mm. Like, this is the first time we really see her kind of aggressive.
I just felt like, though, Charity, this is business. And if you are selling your product to someone and they say, this isn't good enough, I want you to redo it. Girl, that's too bad.
I love the red marker.
She said, look, I only want to use this. So, and if anything, that'll make her a better artist, too. Yeah, because if she's stretching her limits with her own creativity, then just do that. And so that you can learn for yourself and for the next person going forward. Mm-hmm. So
I think she just doesn't have the experience and she doesn't know what's happening or what's going on. So I'm happy that Jabari's there to let her know, like, girl, relax. We are here to do a job. And she's the customer. We're getting paid.
Right.
And I think it's going to be a learning experience for her. But she was not here for it. And I think she was mostly jealous because she wasn't getting all the attention.
Yeah.
Because he always gives her all the attention.
And it might have been more about the Jabari charity thing rather than the music.
She was still wondering, like, do you like me or no? But then I think in her mind, she thought he was flirting with this girl. And he's like, no, that's just my friend. We're just working.
You kissed her. He was like, on the cheek.
On the cheek, girl.
Right. Like, girl, first of all, I'm not yours. That's what I would have said. Are we together? Yeah. Or
what's going on?
I don't want to work with charity like that.
No, I'm just saying she needs to handle her business. And then we won't handle her.
Well, she has a whole, her and Jabari, the smart thing for Jabari to do is talk to her and like, look, I like you.
Mm-hmm.
Right. If he really does. And like, let's explore this. But you need to figure out you at the moment.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
There's so much stuff going on and I don't want this relationship to start off on the wrong foot and then we're not even going to have a chance to have a productive relationship.
Be happy that I'm working with you in my business.
Right. Yes. And then the fact too, it's like whenever you start anything that's your own, like your baby, you wrote something, you created a piece or whatever.
You're
and
sensitive about my
Well, you got to be able to let go.
I'm an artist.
You do.
Okay,
you do.
Lauren.
The first time is always like the hardest. Yeah. It's like, oh, what? You don't like my mom's been telling me
this is my business.
Years.
Right. So I can see what she was saying. We had some people in the chat. Lavette says, Charity, if a man likes you, you will know. He will not be reserved about wanting the woman. True. Carmen says Jabari was sending mixed signals and I'm glad Charity spoke up and voiced how she feels.
Yeah,
true story, because like, he was getting me upset. I'm like, do you like her? No. If not, tell her I don't like you. Let's keep the business going.
Yeah.
Because she kissed him and it just was like he was like, okay, anyway. That's embarrassing.
Yeah. Well, probably our biggest dysfunctional couple this episode was Isaiah and Zora.
Aww.
The youngest couple.
Somebody called him El DeBarge.
They're supposed to be the couple that gives us hope and that, you know, that makes us wish for more, right?
Really?
No, I'm saying when you're young and in love, you know.
That young love.
You don't want it.
I'm so glad my mom kind of like, no, this is not happening for you, Chili. Like,
wow.
Because I learned my lessons when I was older. Like, in that space, and again, everybody's different.
Yeah.
Everybody can raise their children how it is, but it feels like with Zora, if he told her no, she probably would have done it anyway.
Yeah.
But it just feels like in this space, it just, that's not what she needs right now.
And we see a new level of crazy from my, like, this is more
manipulative.
Like, at least before it was sort of deliberate and logical. Yeah. Now we see it. Subtle. Like, he slammed the car.
Yeah. And that's that. He's mentally, emotionally, physically abusive. Unstable. And he tried to manipulate her, like, knowing that she had something important.
Yeah.
And what he tried to do was take that away from her and say, I got these tickets, because he thought that she was going to fall for the okie doke.
Right.
And I like that she was like, no, I want to go to Cotillion.
Right. Yeah.
And then you see the jealous, well, who are you going to go with?
Because I'm not going with you. Okay, bye. Yeah. And bye. Like, and I'm going to go with somebody.
Yeah.
And
slam the car because you mad?
And that was, like, huge.
Bro.
Like,
right.
Able to get away with it the first time.
He sure was.
Exactly. Exactly.
Like, it's no different. If you let an individual, if you're in a relationship and you let them get away with it for however, like, a year or 6 months or whatever, and then you're like, well, I can't believe, like, nah.
They've
been doing
it
for the last 6 months.
He showed you.
He showed you what he's about initially. So.
But she's also very young. Her brain has not developed to where it needs to be right now. So she feels like this is her only example of love, and this is what love contains.
But she knew it was wrong in both times. So, like, even in the studio, she was like, whoa. So, like, she felt the wrongness of it. Here, she definitely was like, take me home.
I think she's just more so of she is in love with him. That's also the
she's
person
accepting
that,
it.
Well, she's in love with him, and I think one, because she lost her virginity to him, so that's a big
Going to be a new
moment.
Level.
Yeah,
of,
that's a big moment in anyone's life was when you lose your virginity to that person. You always remember them, and I feel like with her, she's like, I think this is the one and only for me. Mm-hmm. And I feel like a lot of times, or at least once in everyone's life, you think that's your person.
Well, you can't see beyond that. You haven't traveled. You haven't gone anywhere. All you see is your immediate thing.
Right.
And then on top of that, I think especially you can kind of see a prime example that in Hollywood, you have, he apparently is like the top of, you know, he's cute,
right?
He's a singer,
yeah.
Everybody's worshiping him. It's like, why wouldn't you want to be with that opposed to the nerdy guy?
Because
she wasn't impressed with the nerdy guy.
No, right. She wanted the bad boy.
So you definitely, that's what she gravitates to, and that's what she doesn't want to lose,
right?
Because of the stature that she has with being with him,
right? Mm-hmm. Right. And she's a kid, so I mean, she's figuring it all out in her own time and pace. I think it's just difficult because I feel like when you are in love, your mind frame is just totally, it's, you become obsessive about that person. Mm-hmm. And I think that it's like, even with, like, when you break up with someone, you think it's like never going to end.
Right.
But, and it does. In reality, it's going to be fine in the next like couple months or so.
Right.
And you're fine.
I just want to know, where is her parents?
Child.
No, but you don't tell your parents that because you're scared.
You don't tell the parents that. I agree with that. But she's probably texting him. She's probably doing all this stuff. I'm willing to bet they pay for the phone.
Yeah.
I'm not saying that. You know what I am saying.
Yeah, what are you
parents
saying?
Parents need to, like,
should they be reading the text messages? Should they be reading
that? Because at the end of the day, that's your child. Like, so say for instance.
But she's what? She's 16.
She's 16.
Dad already caught her in the room.
Right.
True.
And at the end of the day, that's your child. So say hypothetically, let's take it into a whole different situation. She's 16. She's robbing people. She's doing this. She's doing that. And then she gets into jail, and people are now saying that they're a bad parent. It's like, well, you should have been checking up on your
but
child. Well,
someone getting robbed and arrested is obviously proof that, okay, you're a bad kid. But whereas she is a normal child experiencing her sexual life at this point in time, and her parents have no idea about this because she's been a good kid this entire time.
Has she been good?
But as far as they know,
she's been
the worst.
She's been doing drugs, but they don't know.
Because
that's what I'm saying. It's I feel like that.
But I see where TK say
a diligent parent would know is what you're saying.
I get it on both ends. Like I see what TK is saying because there are some parents who are a little bit more on top of it.
Right.
Now I'm not saying because we've all had
like
our dirt. I had a relationship with my mother. I was very open with my mother and great grandmother, but there were some things I didn't tell them. But they were very on top of it. Child, I had a journal, and my great grandmother, I laugh to this day, she just passed away. My great grandmother used to read my journal.
Oh my God.
And she called my aunt and was like, do you know what Nakia's saying in her journal? Because I was saying some crazy things. And then she pulled me to the side and was like, you don't be talking like that. And I'm like, but that's my journal. She's like, bro.
No such thing.
This is my house. That's my. So I get it. There are some parents who are more on top of it. But then there are parents because Carissa and Jacob, they're so busy doing their own thing.
Yeah.
And not to say that they're bad parents. They just have another agenda.
But well, they feel like they've raised them so well that they wouldn't do that.
Well, you can't.
But you still got to keep a tight.
No, I'm saying that's probably what's in the back of their mind. Like, I mean, my kid's a good kid. That's, and that's usually.
And those are the times when they're like,
Well, those are the ones. I mean, it's. Think about this. There are kids who plan out an entire school shooting and the parents know nothing about
it. Right.
And that puts it into perspective of, okay, I'm a parent. I have so many other things that I'm thinking about. And then I'm also thinking about their lives. And they're showing me that everything's normal.
But when that happens, though, sometimes mm-hmm. the parents look back and it's like, oh, I didn't see that.
I missed the sign. Because
then there's parents, for instance, so Jacob caught her in the room with the boy.
Yeah.
There are parents, after that, see how she rushed in? There are parents who are not annoying, but they're more on top of it. What's wrong? Mm-hmm. What's going on? We noticed that you're a little bit more...
My mom would have tossed the room.
What's good?
Like, we're going through the... Yeah. I mean, I think once every 2 months, my mom would just come in and go...
Tosh your room?
Entire
that's
room.
That's what it was.
Wow.
And that's what it
would always be under the guise of, your room's not clean enough. Let me see what's not clean. And anything that wasn't perfectly folded, it would be on the floor.
See, someone says the fact that Jacob caught her, they should be watching her every move. That's what I'm saying. True, I get at the beginning. Once he caught her, I would be on it a little bit more. But it doesn't make them bad parents.
Yeah.
I just think that they have their own agenda. And it's there's no guidebook on how to parent.
Exactly.
One knows how to parent.
Yeah, until you're living.
I'm shocked because once he caught his 16-year-old daughter with that boy in the room,
she had armed guards at all times.
And the thing with that, even on a more realistic note, he caught a man in his daughter's room. So if she is having sex,
mm-hmm.
That conversation needs to be had.
I think that should be had. The conversation of sex should definitely be.
Okay, you're having sex. Let's get you some birth control.
Or just your options.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, at the end of that's the thing, though. At least because a lot of people they don't realize the options. A lot of stuff that we discover, it's like, oh, I didn't even know that until you hear it from somebody else.
Right.
So if you, and given the fact that they probably go to a Christian school, it's a 50-50 if they even get that sex education.
Right. Did you guys all have a conversation with your parents about sex? Nope. I didn't.
No, neither did I.
I grew up with my mother and my great-grandmother. My great-grandmother's way older. So they were really real with me.
Mm-hmm.
Very honest. And they put me in an early sex education program when I was 12 or 13.
Mm-hmm.
But it wasn't a bad thing. It just, my grandmother used to be like, this is what it is. Mm-hmm. When you get to high school, you don't need no boyfriend. You need to focus on school. This is what it is about sex. And I was comfortable to go to them when I actually did lose my virginity in high school.
See, I had that conversation 5, 6 years old. My mom would just tell me about, the biology of it all. Because
they would tell you were 5 or 6?
Yeah, because
I
had
too.
To know that I can't put my hand down this
girl's thing. You're private.
No, what she would just explain to me as an adult. Here's what it is. Boys and girls have sex. This is what it is. You're not doing it.
Oh, no.
My mom instilled a very... And she, I didn't have the conversation, and up till this day, there's a very healthy fear of, I don't want to hear... I don't want the disappointment, I don't want to hear her mouth. She's very... she's a mom.
Yeah.
I didn't have that conversation, and I think she probably trusted me in that sort of way.
Yeah.
But... Again, I didn't have sex in high school, and the main reason is because my mom's I'm good.
And see, I'm the opposite because I'm the same exact way, but because they were so open with me. At 9, they were telling me things, and I'd be like, "What?" So I think what I love is meeting different people and hearing their stories about mm-hmm. how they were with their parents, how their parents were with them. Because like I said, there's no guidebook on how to parent your kids. Not.
Yeah, my parents didn't. My dad was just like, "You have sex after you get married or college." Yeah. That's what he would always say college, and I was like. Okay, but my parents never sat me down until I got a serious boyfriend when I was in college, and my dad was like, what are you doing? In the sense of I want to meet him. He didn't take any boy serious until I got to college, for real. And he was just like, okay, well, and even still, my parents would joke about things. They would never be serious. They'd be like, look, so, don't, when we went to the admissions office, there was an entire bowl of condoms, and he was like, he just gave me the sign.
What are you about to do right now?
We would joke. I'd joke with him, but I'd be like,
I could not even imagine.
I think ultimately in this scenario, Sophia is going to have to be the one to step in and kind of separate Zora from Isaiah.
Or she's going to have to tell the parents.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or
she needs to tell.
Because I have a feeling once Jacob knows stuff is not going right, he'll step in as we saw him already do.
He should. He's
supposed to do that already.
But he doesn't know.
He needs to be put on the game right now. He needs to be put on the game right now.
Okay, the fact that he walked into... the room, right?
Mm-hmm.
He should know what he used to think when he was doing that.
He was just doing it last time.
Oh god.
Okay, and about to do it again.
So he definitely should be on it. That's your daughter,
right? And you should. And the thing is, if it's an open relationship between the child and the parents, then he should have at least known the man was even in the house. It wasn't even like an okie doke. Like, oh, he's coming to hang out. And then,
he did know. Because he said, you know, well, he said, you know, you're not supposed to have a boy in
general,
in the house.
In general, yeah.
But they banned him from her. Like,
In general, she was not allowed to have the door closed.
Right.
But I don't think he knew at that particular time he was coming over.
But remember the before the mid-season, Carissa told her that she can't hang out with him anymore. She's not supposed to be in the mix anyway.
Well, TK is on it.
Well,
Nanny TK.
What do we think of? So Jacob now gets Triumph Triumph. What do we think of Lady Maeve's plan? She's already on it.
I love her. She's already on it to
make this Calvary too.
Child, I just feel like if I had so much money that Lady Maeve has, I'd be chilling somewhere.
And wouldn't you be upset in Memphis? I can go to the Greenleaf Church or the Greenleaf Church. He went to Triumph to go to a different thing.
Let Jacob breathe. This is why he was kind of forced out, but leave him alone. Yeah. He already doesn't want this church. He wants his own thing, but Basie kind of talked him into it. So I'm hoping that his parents just fall back just a little bit. She was already decorating the office
at the end of the episode. She was
already making plans. I'm like, Lord, Lady Maeve, please.
I feel like all
Jacob
the women.
Alone.
Yeah,
they
I feel
all
like
run,
all,
they run.
Yeah,
the
they do. They do. But they also get shut out because half the time they don't know about what's actually going on. Yeah. Like
Bass Reeves.
When she got left, when I was like, dang. Tasha said, I chose not to go.
No, he left you.
Probably left her for because like he's probably on the run from these guys. Doesn't want her to get beat up too. His beautiful face. She said, "Oh,
Basie's beautiful face."
I was like, "That was your southern accent."
That was my Tasha accent.
I can't
because she has like a southern, but it's like a
down south. Hers is not like the typical. I mean,
is it Memphis? Anybody
it's
from Memphis?
Memphis. Yeah. It doesn't sound like that though. When you hear Memphis, you know because if they say an A, it's like a U. So they say instead of Kanye, they say Kunye.
Oh, okay.
Just learn something.
A little dialect.
I know.
Dialect coaching here.
Very, like mine, if I say, I won't say an hour, I'll say an hour.
Oh,
wow.
Like an hour or two. I'll take a shower.
An hour or two.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I got to go take a shower.
I'm feeling down home now.
All right now.
But, but in LA, it's shower. It's hour.
So, well, we saw a little bit of the preface for next episode, which looks real good.
Okay.
So,
why I said the writers was just taking a little break.
Just
a second.
Now we're going to get the
next
heat.
Next week.
So, let's start off with our predictions.
Oh.
Let's see.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, no? Okay. Different family? Okay.
Yeah. You know, like,
different show. Different show. My predictions for next week. Well, we see that I think he is Lady Maeve's baby daddy. Bishop's friend, I forgot his name.
Lionel.
Because he calls Bishop, he's like, there's something I need to talk to you in person.
Did you see her face at the end of the
episode?
So dramatic.
Like, stuff just got right for Lady Maeve. Like, the son got the church, she and Gigi are good.
Like, Lionel calling? So, I'm excited to see what it is, but you see a little bit because Aaron says his father, and I think his father says something to him about being gay, because he says, just because you did it with women doesn't mean that it's not a sin.
Yeah.
I was like, shoot.
You better talk to your daddy, let him know. But I think that, low-key, that's her baby father.
Yeah. And that Aaron is...
And Aaron's her son. Yeah. And I think... I'm hoping that next week... I mean, I'm hoping that Zora gets it together and leaves little El DeBarge alone. But I feel like she's, like, caught up in it. And I feel like we said earlier, that Sophia's going to be the person to step in to either save the day, because she's a little bit more wiser and she can see from the outside. Yeah. Grace, now that she's, like, on her
done
secret
running
out,
through the woods.
And she's done running, hopefully...
She at least has a rest day.
She can do something. I don't know.
Hopefully she has a rest day.
I don't know. That's
Well, she got it all out when she talked to Rick.
Yeah, she did. Yeah. And then I think Rochelle's going to come back in the mix.
Oh, I'm sorry, y'all. Listen, I learned a lot about Rick today that I didn't know.
I think Rochelle's going to come back in the mix, and it's going to be another thing for Lady Maeve to have to deal with.
I agree. I think that Zora, though, is going to fight him off. Mm-hmm. I think that he's going to try to attack her, but in a lot more... severe way.
Maybe the cotillion or something.
Yeah. I mean, maybe he'll walk out on her, and then I think that Jacob is going to see, and he's going to come after, and he's going to see them arguing, and then maybe he sees the little boy push her.
Yeah.
And then it'll be, it's a wrap.
I mean, I wish I wish he would.
I hope so.
TK, TK, I want TK on this one.
Put me on the show.
TK's like, I want to be the auntie to come and slap the
show. Oh, like, not my daughter.
She's going to tag in.
Zora is adopted, okay?
You don't even know. Yeah. Well, I follow her on Instagram now, and I can't. I mean, she's a kid. I realize that. But I'm like,
girl. She's a little girl.
I know. I get it. But yeah. I wish. I can't.
You're just stressed out.
I'm not stressed out, but We all, as adults, we all make our mistakes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And you see, you can see the bigger picture because you've experienced life.
Right.
So when you see stuff like that happening and you can help that kid in a certain situation not experience that mistake, and they might hate you for a little bit,
right.
But then later on, they're like,
hindsight will be
like, man, like, I'm really glad at TTK that you beat the crap out of him. Right. Like, I hated you for like 5 years, right. But
remember TK when you whipped his ass?
Yeah. I'll be that person. Like, I'm that parent. Right. Like, no, I don't care if you hit me right now, but
to a lot of adults too. Yeah. Like, a lot of people, they know about situations and they don't want to say anything, and I'm like, why are you their friend then? Like, exactly. What's happening? Like,
you'll hate me, but you'll thank me later.
Yeah.
And even if you don't thank me, I'm good.
I
feel good about what I just did.
Yeah. Right, whooping ass.
All day.
Okay? Right, T Grizzly.
Gangster bangs, I'm
playing. Right, these is bloody shoes. Hey, I'm
dead. Okay.
Right.
I'm done. Retweet everything that they say.
This you now, Shocker?
Oh, okay. Yeah. I was just waiting. I was waiting for more. I think we're going to see Zora. I think Isaiah is going to end up hitting Sophia by mistake.
Ooh.
And that's going to be what? I think it'll be a mistake.
That's like, Gigi's child.
Maybe he pushes Zora into Sophia or hits, and then Sophia is the one that gets slapped. So I think that'll happen. God. Something to show down the cotillion. I do see that happening.
Mm. Grace is going to.
Baisie just.
She's like, I killed one person. Let me kill somebody else.
And then run through the woods.
I can't believe that Baisie has just run away.
It's something to
like,
this.
It's too. Like, they've almost been teasing a bigger showdown.
Yeah.
So it's weird to me that he just, that's how it just goes. But at the same time, like, we've seen Kevin just go. We've seen other Kevin just go.
Oh, they just leave.
Where's Kevin?
Where's Kevin?
Hashtag, where's Kevin?
We don't know where Noah is. So, like, so maybe Baisie might, they might all be living together in a nice little group home.
Right, they all just live together somewhere.
And then Gigi starts running through the field and
finds them.
Shut up.
Stumbles on a little shack and they're all like, what?
Like, how'd you find this, Gigi?
Mind blown.
You hear Uncle Mac's voice lead you to the way.
So that is my prediction. Yes.
Right,
that's good. I like that. I like that.
Put us in the room with the writers, okay?
We're here.
Wow,
so, but yeah, I'm loving. They tease a little showdown between Tasha and Carissa. So I think it'll be fun to watch. It'll be some good television. And of course, the Lady May bombshell. That's just gonna be good.
Yeah,
I think it's the same bombshell that you said. I think it's gonna be baby daddy. Aaron's the son, and I think we're gonna figure out exactly where Kevin is because Aaron. There seems to be some sort of like
he might know.
Exactly
he knows. Yeah, says Charity, and Charity's like, I kissed Jabari. No, I don't care.
He's like, I don't either. I don't like you.
And I for some reason I think Charity's in for a rude awakening. I don't know why.
Yeah.
She's gonna get her heart broken again.
Yeah, Jabari might be a player.
I want to say, I think he's a single player who's like,
is he a player? He's
like a Rolling Stone.
Maybe I can't believe in people, but it was so smooth.
I'm with you,
so
Chaka.
Kind. Oh, I just want to go slow because you have the baby and I like you. It was like beautiful,
no
but like, I don't believe you. But we don't know.
Well, he is older. Like, an adult older. So, I mean,
I was like,
well, I mean, it's like when we meet somebody who's 50 and he's never been married and doesn't have any kids. Like,
But Jabari's not that old.
I know, but he's older. Like, you know, like he's in the church. Something like what's going on? What's up with the situation here?
Yeah, I don't know. I think he might be a little bit of a player because you know he's in the music industry.
That's why, because he's in the music industry part of it, and he probably meets some young ladies.
Some young tender.
Yeah.
Gets it in.
So we'll see what happens there. But yeah, next episode should be a good one. I think we are at our close, guys.
Yeah.
Well, can't wait till next week. Again, my name is Shaka Smith. You guys can find me on Twitter, Instagram, and Snapchat at Shaka Strong.
Definitely follow me on Instagram.
Nothing to see there.
Thirst traps.
Oh, Kiki Boom Boom, too.
Oh, right. I caught a few.
What? Me?
Yeah.
No, yes. No, Kiki, no. She means, yes. Yep. It is Boom Boom.
Yeah.
Hey.
Okay.
I don't dance now.
Yeah, you can find me on everything at TK Trinidad. I'm just posting stuff from TMZ and talking some issues.
Thirst trapping at TMZ.
Yeah, I'm not thirst trapping at all. I don't know what I'm doing on Instagram, just being me. But my name is Rocky Harris. You can find me on all social media, Erykiel Harris TV. I feel like I don't.
We got yoga Sunday. We can do like a double thirst trap.
Hey guys, I'm Nikia Monet, and I am not thirst trapping. Don't listen to anything that they're saying. You can find me on all social media at Kiki Boom Boom.
Follow her, the Boom Boom.
For sure.
We'll see you guys next week.
Bye.
If you want from producers to, Maria Menounos, Dario Kristen, Tiana Hobson, Kevin Undergaro, and the entire BHL crew, we would like to thank you for supporting Black Hollywood Live, the first online broadcast network dedicated to African American entertainment. For questions and comments, contact us at info@blackhollywoodlive.com. Like us on Facebook, tweet us, or Instagram us at BHL Online. And I'm your BHL announcer, Scipio. Instagram me at Planet Scipio. Thank you for tuning in.
Hollywood Redefined.
The views expressed here are those of the host only and do not necessarily reflect the views of BHL or its owners or principals. I'm rich, I'm rich, I'm rich. I put my head above my hip. I bet you dip, he dips, he dips.